之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年五月八日，不对，今天是五月六日。五月六日，我们非常的荣幸的又一次邀请到的深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Valadeva Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦团的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is second canto, chapter 5, the cause of all causes. Today we read from text 16.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛第二篇第五章一切起因的起因。我们今天阅读的诗节呢是第十六诗节。
Narayana.
Narayana.
Paro.
Paro.
Yogo.
Yogo.
Narayana Paro Yogo
Narayana Paro Yogo
Narayana
Narayana
Param
Param
Tapa
Tapa
Narayanam Parat Param Tapa
Narayanam Param Tapa
Narayana
Narayana
Param
Param
Dhyanam
Gyanam
Narayana Param Gyanam
Narayana Param Gyanam
Narayana
Narayana
Para
Para
Gati
Gati
Narayana Para Gati
Narayana Para Gati
Narayana Paro Yogo
Narayana Paro Yogo
Narayana Param Tapaha
Narayana Param Tapaha
Narayana Param Gyanam
Narayana Param Gyanam
Narayana Param Gati
Narayana Param Gati
Word for word
字对字
Narayana Param
Narayana Param Tapaha 只是知道
Yoga.
Sorry, 刚才是只是知道 Narayana. Yoga, 专注于心意。
Narayana Param.
Narayana Param. 只是怀着要真达 Narayana 的目的。
Tapa.
Tapa, 苦行。
Narayana Param.
Narayana Param. 只是觉悟到了 Narayana 的一个撇士
Gyanam
Gyanam 超然的知识的文化
Narayana Para
Narayana Para 最后通过进入到 Narayana 的王国而得到最终救赎的道路
Gati
Gati循序渐进的路
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文各种方式的冥想或神秘论都是为了让人觉悟至尊主 Narayana 所有苦行的目的都是为了获得 Narayana 培养超然的知识是为了看到 Narayana而最终的解脱是为了进入 Narayana 的王国。Sorry, Ashu, because I'm using the electronic version, but the electronic version doesn't have the purport included in. I just noticed that. So, I need the Satyamaji's help to read the purport. Sorry, Satyamaji, 您能读一下这个要旨这部分？我现在发现我这里面没有要旨。
好的，好的。 博迦瓦坛第二篇第五章一切原因的起因第十六十节要旨。冥想瑜伽体系有两种，即八步瑜伽和数论瑜伽 Sankhya Yoga Astanga Yoga and Satya Yoga。 八步瑜伽是通过按规范程序练习冥想、专注、坐姿和堵塞体内流通之气等，使自己集中注意力，把自己从世俗事物中解放出来。素论瑜伽专门把真实与短暂区别开来，这两个瑜伽体系是最终都为了使人觉悟不具人格特征的 Brahman， 而非人格 Brahman 也不过是人格守神 Narayana 的部分代表。我们先前已经解释过，不具人格特征的梵光只是至尊人格守神的一部分，是至尊人格守神本人放射出来的，因此 Brahman 是人格守神的光辉。博迦梵歌和 Matsya 往事书也证实了这一点。梵文 Gati 是指最终目的地，也就是最高的解脱境界，与不具人格特征的梵光合一，并不是最高的解脱境界，比那更高的境界是在外昆塔天空的无数灵性星球中的一个星球上与人格守神进行崇高的联谊。因此结论是，所有的种类的瑜伽体系和各种解脱的最终目的是 Narayana 人格守神。译文：各种方式的冥想或神秘论都是为了让人觉悟至尊主 Narayana， 所有苦行的目的是为了获得 Narayana， 培养超然的知识是为了看到 Narayana， 而最终的解脱是进入 Narayana 的王国。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。 Om Agena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha。नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चादे शतारिणे श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मयम ददाति स्वापदंतिकम पंचकौपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So we continue hearing Lord BrahmaGlorifying the Lord。
我们在这里面继续聆听的是主 Brahma 他如何在荣耀主。
The Lord is the origin of all creative power。
主呢他是一切的创造的源泉创造的力量的源泉。
Narayana is the goal of all meditation from the great mystics, great yogis。
这个 Narayana 他是所有的伟大的瑜伽师的冥想的目标。
Srila Prabhupada mentions two types of meditations through yoga。
Srila Prabhupada 在这里面就提到了在瑜伽里面呢有两种冥想的方式。
One is Astanga Yoga and the other is Sankhya Yoga。
其中一个呢是 Astanga 瑜伽，另外一个呢是 Sankhya 瑜伽。
Astanga Yoga is there is a part of Astanga Yoga that's very popular in the world, Hatha Yoga. It's just a little part, a little portion of this Astanga Yoga.
那在 Astanga 瑜伽里面呢，其中有一小部分，被称为 Hatha 瑜伽的这一小部分呢，在我们现在的这个社会里面是非常的，被人们所喜爱的。
But the way it is practiced in most places in the world, it's not really yoga.
但是呢，在世界大部分范围内，人们所练习的瑜伽其实根本就不是瑜伽。
It's just some exercises to make you feel good.
它只是一些让你感觉不错的一些身体锻炼而已。
Because the whole purpose of the yoga is to concentrate the mind on the supreme, you know, to release oneself from all material engagements.
瑜伽它真正的目的呢，是为了要让你能够在让心意专注在至尊之上，然后呢，让自己从所有的心意的活动中，物质的活动中摆脱出来。
So usually they practice yoga so they can become more fit for sense gratification, for material enjoyment.
但是现在大家练习瑜伽呢，是为了要让自己变得更加的健硕，然后呢，可以去进行更多的物质的感官享乐。
So this is totally opposite to the goal of yoga.
对呢，这个就完全背离了瑜伽真正的目的。
In a really practice of Ashtanga yoga, it's very rigid, require lots of austerity, practice of austerities, sitting postures and concentration, meditation. It's very rigid.
但事实上，这个真正的 Ashtanga 瑜伽的这个修习呢，实际上是非常的严格的，而且呢，这里面需要有很多的苦行，有很多的专注，有很多的这种冥想。
So it's not an easy process.
所以说呢， Ashtanga 瑜伽的练习它并不是一个容易的一个程序。
Even Arjuna himself, when Krishna explained his Ashtanga yoga process in the sixth chapter, Arjuna rejected this, saying that was impractical to do this type of yoga at that time, 5,000 years ago.
那五千年以前，在主 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第六章里面，向 Arjuna 完全的解释了 Ashtanga 瑜伽的修习方式以后， Arjuna 就对 Krishna 说，现在在我这种状态之下，是根本就不可能练习这个瑜伽的。
Yes, but the goal of Ashtanga Yoga, the goal of this meditation is to achieve the Lord, really fix the mind in the Lord.
但是呢，Ashtanga 瑜伽它修行的目的就是为了要真达主，为了要让心意去专注于主。
And the other form of meditation is Sankhya Yoga.
然后另外一种这个冥想的方式呢，是 Sankhya 瑜伽。
Sankhya yoga is mainly analysis, a yoga of analysis where we see what is material and what is spiritual within this material world.
Sankhya yoga 呢，它其实是一种分析性的瑜伽，它就让我们非常的清楚的知道什么是物质的，什么是灵性的。
It's also a form of concentration to understand how all the material elements interact and know that this interaction is possible because there is a spiritual element within the material world.
这个呢，其实也是一种这个冥想的方式，它就要让我们了解，就是物质社会，就是物质世界的所有的这些物质的元素，它们之间是如何进行相互之间的应对的。那么之所以这些物质元素它们之所以是能够相互应对的原因呢，是因为在灵性世界也有这些元素的存在。
I didn't mention spiritual world. I said, in a material world. In a material world, we have to analyze that there are so many material elements. And we're going to find out that what makes all these material elements combine is the presence of the spiritual element.
Okay, you mentioned spiritual element. Okay, sorry, 对不起啊，就是咕噜阿叔刚才说的这意思呢，就是说我们要通过分析，要知道就是在这个物质世界里面有这些物质元素，然后它们之间是如何的在进行相互的应对，它们应对的原因呢，就是这些。这个元素呢，它们也是这个灵性的元素。
So to analyze, to understand that all the material elements are temporary, all the different forms are temporary, the only thing that is remains is the spiritual element.
那么就是所有的这些这个物质元素它们所形成的这种形象，那么都是这个短暂而临时的，但是呢它们唯一存在在的就是这个灵，在灵性的这个元素之中。
And the real, so the real truth is spiritual, is not material.
所以说呢，这个真正的真理、真相，它是灵性的，它并不是物质的。
Material is temporary, so because it's temporary, it's practically non-existent.
那么物质呢，它是短暂而临时的，那么就是因为它是短暂而临时的，所以呢，它实际上是没有一个真正的存在的。
So these two types of meditation are meant to find the goal, the ultimate goal of everything.
所以说呢，这样的这个冥想呢，实际上是为了要发现最终一切事物的终极的目标。
Either by releasing oneself by all.Kinds of material engagement or by meditating that what is material, what is spiritual, we will come to the conclusion that the ultimate truth is Narayana, the origin of everything that exists.
然后就是通过这样的这个冥想之后呢，就能够分析清楚什么是灵性的，什么是物质的，然后让自己摆脱所有的这些物质上的这些活动，然后最终明白了 Narayana 是我们最终的目标。
So in the beginning what they realize that there is the, what is impermanent and what is permanent, what is temporary, what is eternal.
那在最开始的时候呢，他就先觉悟到什么是永恒的，什么不是永恒的，什么是短暂的，什么是这个永远存在的。
So that's the beginning of realization is a realization of impersonal Brahman.
所以说呢，在最开始的这个觉悟呢，是对非人格的凡的觉悟。
Brahman means the spiritual energy.
Brahman 凡的意思呢，是灵性的能量。
This spiritual energy is eternal, always existing.
这个灵性的能量它是永恒的，它是永远存在的。
The other one, the material energy, is temporary sometimes.
而这个
manifest, sometimes not manifest.
而这个物质的能量呢，它却不是永恒的，它是临时存在的，它有的时候显现，有的时候就不显现。
So the spiritual energy, Brahman, that is reality.
所以说呢，灵性的能量 Brahman, 它是真实的。
So many spiritualists, they are focused on this Brahman. They want to become, to realize Brahman and to become Brahman.
很多灵性的修习者呢，他们就让自己的注意力就专注在了这个 Brahman 上，然后他们希望他们能够意识到、觉悟到 Brahman， 并且让他们能够融入到 Brahman 之中。
Because they realize that being in material existence is very painful. There is birth, death, old age, and disease, and they want to become free from that.
因为他们知道在这个物质存在中的生老病死是非常的痛苦的，所以呢，他们希望能够从这个物质存在的痛苦之中解救出来。
So that's why the beginning of first.
沙迪，是我断了还是阿叔断了？
阿叔那没有声音的，但是也没断呀，显示还是在线的。
Hello, Ashu, can you hear us? I cannot hear you. Krishna, 请大家稍微等一下啊，要不然咱重新呼一下还是怎么样？
重新连一下吧。哦，阿叔掉线了，稍等啊，我看我呼一下，我单独呼他。
请大家稍微等一下啊，说那边掉线。
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
I was hearing you, and suddenly you stopped hearing me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Always something. So, this Brahman, this real spiritual existence is just the beginning of spiritual realization.
所以说呢，就是这个 Brahman 呢，它是一个真正的灵性的存在，它呢只是一个灵性的觉悟的开始。
This Brahman is situated in the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么这个 Brahman 呢，它是处于至尊人格守神之中的。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the basis of this impersonal Brahman.
然后这个 Sri Krishna 他在《博伽梵歌》里面就说到，他是这个 Brahman 的基础。
Yes, Brahman is eternal.
没错 ，Brahman 它是永恒的。
Brahman cannot be perishable.
而且 Brahman 它是也不可能消失的，不可能是被毁灭的。
And is the basis of ultimate happiness.
而且呢，它也是就是最终的快乐的基础。
So is the beginning of transcendental happiness.
所以说呢，它是超然的快乐的开始。
The happiness in Brahman is eternal. It's not like happiness in the material world that is always mixed with distress.
但是呢，在这个 Brahman 中的这个快乐呢，它是永恒的快乐，它并不是像在物质世界的这个快乐，它总是和一些这个痛苦搅扰在一起的。
But a person who is serious about transcendental realization should go beyond Brahman, should progress beyond Brahman.
但是呢，作为一个具有这个超然的灵性觉悟的人，他就应该是超越于 Brahman 的。
Only a person who goes to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead has realized complete Brahman.
只有一个觉悟到了至尊人格守神的人，他才能够觉悟到完整的 Brahman。
So some people they may become, some souls they may become attracted to impersonal Brahman.
但是有些人呢，他可能会被这个非人格的 Brahman 所吸引。
But then if their transcendental realization is incomplete.
但如果是这样的话呢，他的这个超然的觉悟是不完整的。
Means they are only realizing the spiritual energy emanating from the Lord.
那也就是说呢，他仅仅意识到了从主那里延展出来的灵性的能量。
But they are not aware of the Supreme Lord.
但他没有意识到还有一位至尊主。
Certainly this is a situation much, much better than any material situation.
但是呢，这样的一种状态已经远远的好过于了任何的物质的处在。
Is much better than even heaven.
它甚至于要好过于对天堂的觉悟。
Because any material situation, no matter how advanced it is always temporary and is always there is always happiness mixed with distress.
因为它只要是处于物质的层面，无论这个物质的层面它处于一个多么高深的境界，那么它都是处于短暂临时的状态，而且呢它都是和一些痛苦相混杂在一起的。
So a person who has the complete understanding, he wants to go beyond this Brahman.
所以说呢，作为一个具有完全的理解的人，他就希望能够超越于 Brahman。
Otherwise, his realization will not be complete.
否则的话呢，他的这个觉悟呢就是不完整的。
And in Brahman, just by being realized in Brahman, there is a risk of fall down.
而且呢，如果他要是仅仅只是觉悟到了 Brahman, 他只是处在 Brahman 之中的话呢，那他就会有一个会掉下来的危险。
Because in Brahman there is no activities, there is no exchanges, and this is very dangerous.
因为在 Brahman 之中的时候呢，是没有任何活动的，也没有任何的这个互换交流的，所以呢，这是一个非常的危险的状态。
Because by nature, the soul is active.
因为从本性上来说，灵魂它是非常的活跃的。
So how long can you remain in a position without any engagement, without any activity?
所以说呢，如果在一个完全没有任何活动，没有任何的这个就是不从事任何事情的一个状态下，一个人又能在这样的状态下待多久呢？
嗯，Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture how the first Russian astronaut who went to the space, he was feeling so nice because there's no weight there's no gravity, and they were floating and fantastic experience. But after some time being there, he was just thinking about his Moscow. Where is my Moscow? When am I going to back to my Moscow?
Moscow.
Moscow, capital of Russia.
Yeah. 那么这个舍勒帕帕他在一个这个讲课里面他就讲到了，就是说这个苏联宇航员他第一次刚刚的飞到这个外太空的时候，他感觉非常的好，因为他在这个上面呢，他是轻飘飘的，而且呢是没有任何的这个重力的，而且也是感到很自由的。但是问题是他在这个地方待了一段时间以后呢，因为没有任何的这个活动，所以说呢，他慢慢他就开始在想了，这个我什么时候才能回到莫斯科呀？我的莫斯科到底在哪儿啊？就开始在琢磨这些事了。
Because he was feeling boring, it was no activity. It was even though he was feeling nice, feeling very very good feeling being there, but he was feeling without any activity, feeling lonely.
因为呢，他觉得特别的没劲，特别的无聊。虽然说在这个里面的这个感受是非常的好的，但是呢，他在这里面没有任何的事儿可做，所以他觉得特别的孤单。
So this is a problem with those who realize Brahman. They are in Brahman, and they think they are just one. They don't realize there are other souls who realize Brahman. They just feel they are all one. And so there is no existence of me and me and the others.
所以说呢，在 Brahman 的这个境界中的这些灵魂就是这样的一种状态。那么他呢，就只能够觉悟到他自己。他认为所有的一切都是这个一，他不能够觉悟到别的这些灵魂，所以说呢，在这里面只有他自己一个人，没有别人。
嗯 ，So and there's no activity. You cannot be without any activity for long.
所以在这样一个状态，他就没有任何的活动。那一个人在没有活动的状态下，是不能够保留太长的时间的。
嗯 ，So we have to go beyond this understanding of Brahman, this realization of Brahman.
所以说呢，我们必须要让自己超过对 Brahman 的觉悟之上。
To understand what is the source of Brahman.
我们一定要去了解 Brahman 的源泉到底是什么。
Brahman is an energy.
Brahman 它是一个能量。
So who is the source? What is the source? Who is the source of this Brahman?
那么到底谁是 Brahman 的源泉呢？这个人到底是谁呢？
So this is the ultimate realization, the understanding there is the Supreme Lord, and from the Supreme Lord this Brahman effulgence is coming.
所以呢，这个实际上是最终的一个理解。那么有一个至尊人格守神，就是从至尊人格守神那里，这个 Brahman 的这个光灿才会被绽放开来。
And this Supreme Personality of Godhead, the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.That's the real goal of our existence.
那对至尊人格守神的这个觉悟呢，这才是我们存在的最终的目标，真正的目标。
Because we are persons.
因为我们是人。
We can really relate with other persons.
所以呢，我们其实是可以和其他的人相联系在一起的。
We cannot have a relationship.With an energy or something void.
我们不能跟能量或者说是一些空无的东西去建立关系。
We cannot have a relationship with the wind, with the sunshine.
我们没法跟风啊或者跟阳光啊去建立关系。
Certainly we benefit from these energies, but we cannot have a relationship with them.
毫无疑问，我们其实是从这些能量中获益的，但是我们却没有办法跟他们建立起关系。
Because their energies, they are devoid of personality.
那么因为他们是能量，所以呢他们是没有这个人格性的。
So the same, when we realize the absolute truth, we need to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because we are persons, we can relate it with Him, He is the Supreme Person.
那么所以说呢，就是我们实际上是需要去了解觉悟至尊人格守神的，因为我们是人，那么至尊人格守神他也是人，那么所以说呢，我们其实是可以和这个人去建立起一个关系的。
So, the ultimate destination, it's not liberation in impersonal Brahmajyoti.
所以说呢，这个最终的这个解脱，它并不是只是在 Brahmajyoti 梵光中的解脱。
The ultimate liberation is to realize the wonderful association, connection that we have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么最终的解脱呢，是我们能够觉知到我们和至尊人格守神之间有这种非常美妙的关系。
That's why in this verse, said Narayana is the ultimate destination of all yoga systems, all forms of liberation.
那么所以说在今天这个师节里面就会说到 Narayana 它是我们的所有的瑜伽体系的最终的目标，然后也是最终的这个觉悟的就是也是最终的觉悟之所。
Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned about some examples of great souls being Brahman realized, and they went forward, they wanted to progress more to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
在这个博伽法瓦坛里面呢，也给我们提到了很多这个例子，就这些伟大的灵魂，他们达到了这个 Brahman 的这个觉悟，但是呢，他们并没有止步不前，他们希望能够得到更高的、超过这个的觉悟。
Shukadeva Goswami was Brahman realized.
那么 Shukadeva Goswami 他其实就是觉悟到了 Brahman 的。
He was so realized that he didn't even want to take birth from the womb of his mother.
他在灵魂的就是他之前他就已经得到了这样的觉悟，所以呢，他根本就不想从他母亲的子宫里面生出来。
It's very uncomfortable to be in the womb of a mother.
在妈妈的子宫里面待着是一件非常的不舒服的事儿。
But he didn't want to come out and be distracted in his Brahman realization.
但是呢，他不想从这个就是从子宫里面出来，然后呢，不想摆脱这个 Brahman 的这个觉悟。
You think if I go out, I'll become implicated material existence again?
因为他觉得他如果是从子宫里面出来以后呢，就立刻就会被这个物质世界所影响。
For a long time, they said they stayed there for 16 years.
所以呢，他就在妈妈的子宫里面待了很长一段时间，待了16年的时间。
This is a lot of time.
所以呢，这可是一段很长的时间。
Very uncomfortable for the mother.
对妈妈来说也是一件很不爽的事，很不舒服。
So Vyasadeva was very concerned. You know, why it doesn't take birth? And he tried to preach to the boy, to the child in the womb, but he could not convince him.
那维亚塞德夫可是招坏了急了，他就在想这个孩子他怎么不出来呢？所以呢，他就向这个妈妈肚子里面的这个宝宝呢，就进行这个传教，然后去想要说服他赶紧出来，但是呢，就没有办法让他出来。
So they have to ask Krishna, who came from Dwarka, to try to convince the child to take birth.
所以说呢，他们就来到这个 Dwarka, 请这个 Krishna 去说服孩子赶紧从子宫里面出来。
So Krishna gave confidence to the child in the womb.
然后呢，这个 Krishna 呢就给在这个妈妈子宫里面的这个孩子了一些信心。
And he promised him that he would not be, that he could take birth freely, he would not be implicated in material existence.
所以说呢，他就给这个孩子保证，说他从这个子宫里面出来以后呢， 不会被这个物质的这些俗事所影响，而且呢，他也不会再次投生。
Only then Shukadeva Goswami then decided to take birth.
是，所以听了 Krishna 这一席话之后， Shukadeva Goswami 才决定要生出来。
Just to see how powerful he was, he could choose under this, the moment of his birth.
所以呢，我们可以看到他是多么的具有力量，他可以去选择他自己出生的时间。
So as soon as he took birth, his body grew up to the age of 16 years old boy, and he walked out and he went away.
他一生出来以后呢，他的身体立刻就长成了一个16岁少年那么大的一个身体，然后他立刻就从这个家庭里面就逃离了。
He had no concern about his father or mother and the relationship, nothing. He just went out.
他没有考虑他爸爸妈妈的这个感受以及他家庭的这些关系，他就这么就跑了。
And he was walking, wandering in the forest without any clothes, and nobody was disturbed by seeing him like that.
然后呢，他就这个赤身裸体的在街上走，然后呢，在这个森林里面跑，但是所有的人呢，其实也没有被他这样的形象所打扰。
Vyasadeva could not stop him.
但是 Vyasadeva 呢，没有办法让他停下来。
He lost him.
他就把他给丢了。
But then he decided to send some servant to the forest and go around in the forest reading verses from Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后呢，这个 Vyasadeva 他就派出了一些仆人到这个森林里面去读圣典博迦瓦坛里面的诗节。
So they had chosen some particular verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. They were reading aloud in the forest, wandering to different places.
他们呢就选了几个特定的这个诗节，然后呢在这个森林的各个不同的地方去大声的读这个诗节。
So finally, one servant came near the place where Shukadeva Goswami was.
终于呢，有一个仆人呢，他就来到了这个Shukadeva Goswami 他所在的那个附近的地方。
He was reciting some verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying how Krishna was so merciful that he has saved the witch Putat and gave him a very special liberation.
这个他读的这个诗节呢，就是这个 Krishna 他是多么仁慈的，把这个女巫 Putana 给解救了的这一段。
Not just an ordinary impersonal liberation, but gave her the same status as his mother Yashoda in the spiritual world.
而且呢，这不仅是一个非人格的一个解脱，而是呢。给他赐予了在这个灵性世界和亚瑟的妈妈在一个位置的这样的一个解脱的位置。
So this is incredible.
对呢，这是非常的不可思议的。
When he was hearing what Putana had done, she was trying to poison and kill Krishna with poison in her breast, and then Krishna gives her this type of liberation.
当他就听到这个故事呢，因为这个女巫 Putana他是在用这个有毒的这个奶汁去喂 Krishna 宝宝，但是就是他即便这么做了， Krishna 还是给了他这样一个人格性的解脱。
Just because she offered a little service, that a little motherly desire to breastfeed Krishna.
这完全是由于他做了一点服务，而且呢，他对 Krishna 展现了一点母亲般的愿望。
So he felt so eager to know more about this personality, Krishna. His incredible qualities, he wanted to know more about him.
所以说呢，Shukadeva Goswami 呢，他就觉得这个 Krishna 这个人实际上是有非常的不可思议的这种品质的，所以呢，他就想要知道 Krishna 更多的品质。
So he approached the source of that sound where the servant of Vyasadeva was speaking, and the servant started walking towards the ashram of Vyasadeva. So he followed the servant because he wanted to hear more, and eventually he went to the ashram of Srila Vyasadeva.
所以呢，他呢就开始去追随这个发出来的这个声音的这个声源。那然后呢，这个念这个诗节的这个仆人呢，他就一边念着，一边就往 Sukadeva Goswami 的这个修院走去，然后这样的话呢，这个Sukadeva Goswami 就一直就跟着他，他一边跟着呢，就一边可以听到更多的相关的信息。
So in this way, he went back home.
他就这样的一个方式呢，他就一路回到了自己的家里面。
But he wanted only he went there because he wanted to hear more about Krishna.
但是他唯一回到这儿的原因呢，就是因为他希望能够听到更多的关于 Krishna 的话题。
So he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from his father.
所以呢，他是从他的父亲那里听到了圣典波迦瓦坛的。
And he became a pure devotee of Krishna.
所以呢，他就成了 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
He is the main speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam.
而且呢，他也成为了圣典波迦瓦坛的主要的讲述者。
He is the one who is speaking Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit.
他是那位向 Parikshit 王讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的人。
He became totally attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而且他变成了完全的依附于至尊人格守神了。
Because he could realize that there was so much happiness, so much more happiness in knowing and having a loving relationship with Krishna than to be just situated in Brahman.
因为他就意识到了，如果要是能够和 Krishna 之间建立起这种人个性的这种关系的话，那就远远的比只是处在 Brahman 的觉悟中要快乐得多。
So, by realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he experienced an incredible bliss, so much superior that the happiness of liberation to him became insignificant.
所以说呢，当他这个觉悟到了这个至尊人格守神 Krishna 之后，他所得到的这种快乐，那就远远远远的超过了他只是在这个 Brahman 的一个不动的这种状态下的觉悟的快乐。
So this is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization.
所以说呢，这个就是灵性觉悟的最终的目标。
Certainly, Brahman is great. Is already an aspect of transcendental realization.
那当然，这个 Brahman 它已经是对 Brahman 的这个觉悟已经是一个非常高的一个灵性的超然的觉悟了。
It's already freedom from material existence.
而且呢，已经摆脱了物质的存在。
But it's not the ultimate perfection.
但它并不是最终的完美境界。
Because our constitutional nature is that we are spiritual souls, parts and parcels of Krishna. We have a loving connection with Him.
那因为呢，我们最终的就是这个附定的所在的这个位置呢，我们是。Krishna 的不可分割的一个部分，然后呢，我们和 Krishna 之间实际上是有着这种爱的关系的。
So unless we become reinstated in our original loving relationship with Krishna, we cannot be totally completely satisfied.
所以呢，除非我们恢复和 Krishna 之间的原本的这个爱的关系，否则我们是没有办法变得。完全的满意的，没有办法真正的心满意足。
We all have experience in this material world. If you are suffering, you experience too much suffering. The main thing that comes to our mind is just to stop suffering. We just want to get rid of pain.
那么我们在这个物质世界里面呢，其实都有这样的体验，我们都经历着各种各样的痛苦。那么这个在我们脑子里面首先出现的一个事情就是说，我们希望能够停止这个痛苦，我们不想再受苦了。
If you have a headache or a toothache or any excruciating pain in the body, the only thing that comes to our mind is to become free from that pain.
如果我们有牙痛啊，或者是有头痛啊，或者是在我们身体中经历各种各样的痛啊，我们的脑子里面想的首先要想的一件事情就是我怎么能够把这个痛给制止了。
But the goal of our life is not just to be free from pain.
但是呢，我们生命的目标并不仅仅是只是去摆脱这些疼痛。
We want to be free from those pains because when we don't have pain, we can have a normal loving relationship with others.
那么我们想要去这个阻止这些痛，因为呢，如果我们要是有这些痛的话，其实我们是没有办法和其他的人保持着正常的关系的。
No, not exactly like that. We want to become free of pain. We want to become free of pain. We don't just want to become free of pain. We want to resume our.
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
Normal loving engaging activities.
Yes. 那我们不仅仅呢，只是想要去摆脱这个痛。我们其实呢，是希望能够去从事我们之间的这种正常的相互之间的这种关系上的活动。
Certainly, if there is pain, if there is suffering, it's very difficult to be aware of our loving relationships and or to be inspired to do to be active. It takes away, robs away our desire to do anything because pain is disturbing us.
毫无疑问，就当我们处于这个痛苦中的时候呢，其实我们很难去从事一些这个保持这个爱的关系的这种活动，因为呢，我们被这个苦，就是被这个痛啊，给这个搅扰得非常的厉害，以至于我们没有任何的这种精神头去从事这些活动了。
So yes, it's natural that we want to be free from pain, from suffering, but that's not the goal.
所以说呢，很自然的，我们其实是希望摆脱这些痛苦的。但是呢，摆脱痛苦它并不是我们的目标。
We want to be free from pain and suffering, so you can resume our normal activities, our normal relationships with others, because pain disturbs that.
因为呢，我们想要摆脱这个痛苦，这样的话呢，就能够让我们去真正的去从事。活动，并且呢，真正的去恢复我们和其他人之间的这个爱的这种关系。因为呢，现在因为有这个痛，所以那个痛呢，就把所有的这些事情呢，就给绊住了。
So realizing Brahman is just to finish with material existence because material existence is the source of pain.
所以说呢，这个 Brahman 的这个觉悟呢，其实它只是这个摆脱这个物质的这个痛，那么这个物质的这个痛呢，它是烦的这个觉悟呢，其实是
material existence to liberate ourselves from material existence because material existence is a source of pain.
Yeah, 它实际上是让我们摆脱了这个物质的这个存在。那么这个物质的这个存在呢，它其实是我们痛苦的源泉。对不起。
But that's not the goal.
但是这个并不是
That's not ultimate goal.
这并不是我们最终的目标。
We finish material existence, okay. We don't have material existence, okay. No more pain, no more suffering.
那当然，如果我们要是摆脱了这个物质的存在的话呢，这样当然是非常好的，因为这样的话呢，我们就不会再有任何的痛了。
But then what? Then we have to have some kind of existence, and that spiritual existence.
那然后又怎么样呢？我们必须还是要有一定的这个存在的。那么这个存在是什么？这个存在就是灵性的存在。
And spiritual existence means spiritual activities, spiritual loving relationships, engagements, activities.
那么这个灵性的存在是什么？这个灵性的存在也就意味着是灵性的活动，是一种灵性的关系，是在灵性的状态下的相互之间的这种互动。
So Brahman, to be realized in Brahman is just a stage.
所以说呢，去觉悟到 Brahman, 它只是一个阶段。
It's not the goal.
它并不是目标。
So those who are attracted to Brahman, they are just going through a stage.
所以说呢，那些被这个 Brahman 所吸引的人呢，他只是在经历着这个阶段。
And if they don't progress further to attain the goal, there is risk of falling down.
所以如果他要是再不往前走，去接近这个目标的话，那他就会有一个要摔下来的风险。
They fall down because they need to be engaged. They need to be active.
那他之所以会摔下来的原因呢，是因为他实际上是需要去从事活动的，他需要让自己动起来。
Even they progress and they realize the spiritual activities or they fall down to again engage in material activities.
嗯，那么即便是他们意识到了，然后呢，他们去这个要从事这个灵性的活动，但是他摔了下来，然后他摔下来以后呢，还会继续的再去从事一些物质的活动。
So, real liberation, complete liberation means to realize our loving relationship with Krishna, to realize our eternal occupation.
所以说呢，这个真正的这个觉悟呢，是觉悟到我们的最终的这个处在，也就是说我们和 Krishna 之间的这个爱的关系。
And when we attain that loving relationship with Krishna, then naturally all the happiness of Brahman, all the happiness of sense enjoyment, everything is included.
那么当我们真正的觉悟到了和 Krishna 之间的这种爱的关系的时候，所有的这个 Brahman 的这个觉悟以及所有的这些快乐其实全部都已经涵盖在这个之间了。
When you attain the highest happiness, all the other different forms of happiness are naturally included.
当你得到了这个最崇高的快乐的时候，其他的各种各样的快乐也就很自然的都被涵盖在其中了。
So Srila Prabhupada said, the conclusion is that Narayana, the personality of Godhead,is the ultimate destination for all kinds of yoga systems, as well all kinds of liberation, in the last sentence.
所以说呢，就在这里面。
So Srila Prabhupada said, therefore the conclusion is that Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么所以说呢，这个舍拉帕帕在这个要旨里面呢，他就讲到了这个结论就是Narayana, 至尊人格守神，他是最终的目标。
Is the ultimate destination.
是最终的目的地。
Of all kinds of yoga system.
是所有一切的瑜伽的体系的最终的目的地。
And all kinds of liberation.
然后也是一切的这个解脱。
So this is the perfect understanding.
那么所以这个呢就是我们的非常完美的一种理解。
And Srimad Bhagavatam is directing towards that ultimate destination.
而圣典博迦瓦坛呢它就会把我们指向这个最终的这个目的地。
The complete perfection is to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以说呢完美以及完整的完美就是去觉悟到至尊人格守神。
So we stop here and if some questions,
can
go on.
Yeah, 所以说我们的这个讲课这一部分呢就先停到这儿看看大家有没有什么问题。
We can go until 8:30, no more than that.
OK, 我们今天的这个时间呢最晚到八点半不能够比八点半更晚了。Hare Krishna, Ashu, I see the question here. The first one is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔和翻译。课中提到了最终的解脱是进入 Narayana 的王国。为什么不是 Krishna Loka? 虽然 Narayana 和 Krishna 没有区别，进入 Narayana 王国和进入 Krishna Loka 需要同等的资格吗？谢谢您 ,Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Ashu.In your lecture, you mentioned that the ultimate goal is to enter in the kingdom of Narayana. However, why here is not the Krishna Loka? Although Narayana and Krishna, they don't have any differences. However, entering the kingdom of Narayana versus of entering the Krishna Loka, do they need the same eligibility or the same qualification?Or there were some differences over there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Is Lord Brahma speaking? Lord Brahma has a relationship with Lord Narayana, so he's speaking about Lord Narayana and the attainment of the Vaikuntha planet.
那么因为这个事件呢是由主 Brahman 所说的、主 Brahma 说的。那 Brahma 呢他是和主 Narayana 之间有一个关系。所以说呢他这里面讲的是这个进入到 Brahma 的这个王国，那也就是说进入到 Vaikuntha 的星宿。
And the only difference between the loving relationship or the relationship between the devotees of Narayana and the devotees of Lord Krishna is just in intensity of intimacy.
和这个Narayana 之间的这个关系，以及跟 Krishna 之间的这个关系，它之间唯一的区别，实际上是有点这个亲密度的区别。
So it's just a more degree of intimacy in Goloka Vrindavan than in Vaikuntha.
在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 的这个亲密度呢，要比在 Vaikuntha 的这个亲密度要更加的深一些。
The devotional love and devotion in Vaikuntha is more formal.
在Vaikuntha 的这个奉爱呢，要更加的正式一些。
But there is a certain intimacy between the servants of Lord Narayana and Lord Narayana.
但是呢，在 Vaikuntha 里面，仆人和 Narayana 之间的这个关系其实还是有一些亲近的。
But not as intimate as it is in Goloka Vrindavan.
但是呢，不如主和这个大家在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 之间的这个亲密度。
But the realization of Narayana is already a perfect realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是呢，对主 Narayana 的这个觉悟呢，已经是对至尊人格首身的一个非常完美的觉悟了。
The next question
still from Rajendra Prabhu. 一切都是为了主 Narayana， 那么布施也是为了服务主 Narayana。但是在教会的甘露第四节中，帕布帕德说到，在原则上，一个人不应该受假象宗人士或无神论者的布施。问题一，如果接受假象宗人士和无神论的布施用于服务主 Narayana 可以吗？第二个问题，如果the first question is that everything is for the Lord Narayana, so the charity is also for the service of the Lord Narayana. However, in the nectar of instruction, verse number 4, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in the principle that we shouldn't accept the charity from Mayavadi or from atheism. So I have a couple of questions regards for this. The first question is that if we accept the charity, the donation from Mayavadi or from atheism, if we use it in the service of the Narayana, is that okay?
Yeah, it is okay.
是可以的。
In this way, they become benefited.
而且呢，如果我们要是把他们的布施用在主那样的服务上的话呢，其实也就对于他们来说是有益的。
If you don't use for the service of Narayana, the service of Krishna, then you become implicated.
但是呢，如果你要是不把这个钱用作对主 Krishna 和 Narayana 的这个服务的话，那你也就会被其所影响。
If you use in the Krishna, in the service of Krishna, the people who give you those donations, even without knowing, they become benefited.
但是如果要是把这个钱用作奉献服务的话，即便是布施的这些人，他对这件事情不知道，但是呢，他们也会受到益处。
So through you, they are giving to Narayana.
所以说呢，实际上是通过您，他们把这个钱给了主 Narayana。
If you don't use it in the service of Narayana, in the service of Krishna, then you become implicated in a karma that involves the gaining of that money to these people.
但是呢，如果您要是不把这个钱用作对主的这个服务的话，那么呢，你就会被就是给钱的这个人的这个业报所影响。
So we have to be very careful about that.
所以说呢，对于这件事情，我们要非常的小心。
Whatever they give to us, we use in Krishna service.
所以呢，无论他们给了我们什么，我们一定要把这些都用在对 Krishna 的服务之中。
Second part.
The second part. 如果前来布施的人无法知道他是否是假象宗人士或无神论者而接受了布施，后果如何？前来布施的人无法知道他是否是假象宗人士。But for those people who are giving the donation, if they don't know, 哎啊，萨迪玛吉，他这说的 跑步说的这个意思是谁不知道，是他自己不知道他是假相宗，还是这个接受布施的人不知道他是假相宗呀？I'm not so sure.
You have to ask a Chinese person.
Yeah, 让跑步，要不然您能不能再帮我解释一下，就是这个第二部分。然后呢，在您在解释之前呢，我先读您下边这道题。So, and I'm asking Rajendra Prabhu to explain a little bit more. In the meantime, I will read the next question. It's still from him. Is that okay?
Okay.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 有关布施还有两个问题。圣帕帕德在同一个世界中提到了，除非一个人十分的精进，否则他不能够利用任何人的捐赠和布施去推广 Krishna 的知觉运动。那么是否说接受布施需要有资格？ So I have this is two more extension questions regarded to charity. So the first one is that according to Srila Prabhupada in the same verse of Nectar of Instruction, verse number 4, she says that unless this person is very advanced, otherwise,He shouldn't use any of the donated money to preach Krishna consciousness movement. So that means about for the people who accept the charity, they need to have some qualification.
Yes.
是的
Yes, you have to.You have to understand, and you have to use that money in the service of the Lord.
是的，你必须要理解，就这个钱呢是一定要用作对主的服务的。
Otherwise, you are not going to benefit the person.
否则的话呢，你就不可能让布施的这个人获益。
And you're going to become implicated in the karma.
而且呢，甚至于我们也会被这个业报所缠。
So in that case, if you don't know how to engage nicely, give that money to some to the center or to some engagement that you're going to for sure is going to be used in the service of the Lord. Don't keep it for yourself.
那么，所以在这样的情况下，如果我们要不知道如何正确的去花这笔钱的话呢，我们就最好不要让自己留着这笔钱，而要把这个钱呢去捐给这个中心呢，或者是捐给其他的人家知道怎么去恰当的使用这笔钱的人。
Give it to your spiritual master.
把这个钱去给予你的灵性导师。
Give to somebody you know that is going to use properly in the service of the Lord. So like this.The person who is giving is get the most benefit.
所以呢，要把这个钱呢，去给予一个如何能够恰当的去把这笔钱用给主的服务中的人。那么，只有通过这样的方式呢，才能够使给钱的那个人能够得到最得到好的这个利益。
Next part.
The next part is that 给予布施也需要看时间、地点和人物。那么梵哥推荐善良形态的布施，但是有不同层面的婆罗门，有不同层面的奉献者，需要给需要恰当的正确的布施，布施自己的时间、精力和智慧，是否也是一种布施？So when we give the charity, we also need to give the charity according to the time and place and the people.According to the Bhagavad Gita, it suggests us to do the charity in the mode of goodness. However, there are different levels of Brahmana, and also there were different levels of the devotees. So we also need to give the...charity away in the proper and the right way, right?
Yes.
To the devotees and the brahmana. And also...
Yes.
是的。是的,是这样的。
Yes, we have to give to the brahmanas, to the devotees. We don't just give charity to the poor people in the street. We don't just have use money that is given for Krishna service. We're not going to use for social activities. We use only for that purpose, for the service of the Lord.
是的，就是我们的这个钱呢，一定要给这个奉献者，然后呢，要给这个婆罗门，然后呢，不要把这个钱呢就随意的给街上的某一个人，而且呢，就是我们要非常仔细的要知道怎么花这个钱，这个钱呢，只是为了去用在对主的服务之中。
Here we understand Brahman as being a Vaishnava.
那么在这里面我们要理解，这里面所说的这个婆罗门，它其实指的是 Vaishnava。
So it means a person who is going to use whatever donation is given to him is going to use in the service of the Lord.
那么也就是说呢，就是这个人他知道他得到的任何一个布施，他这个钱全部都会用作对主的服务之中的。
We don't donate for a material cause.
那么所以呢，我们不会把它给这个捐赠给一个物质的一个原因的事情。
Because any material cause is temporary.
因为任何的这个物质的事情呢，它都是短暂而临时的。
And money is Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is the consort of the Lord.
那么这个钱呢，它被称为是 Lakshmi Devi. 那么 Lakshmi Devi 呢，它是主的永恒的伴侣。
Lakshmi Devi just wants to be engaged in the service of the Lord.
那么 Lakshmi Devi 呢，他想做的事情只是对主的服务。
That's why devotees, when they receive money, that money becomes Lakshmi Devi.
那也就是为什么当奉献者他得到了这个钱以后呢，这个钱就被称为是 Lakshmi Devi 了。
Oftentimes the devotees are not aware, but they should not put the money in any dirty place, in any place or in the floor or whatever. Should be always keep in a very clean place because money becomes Lakshmi.
那么有的时候呢，奉献者其实并没有注意或没有意识到，就是我们不能够把这个钱随便的放在地上，或者是放在一个不干净的地方，因为这个钱呢，它在我们的手中的时候呢，就已经变成了 Lakshmi Devi。
If you are using in the service of Krishna, that's Lakshmi Devi。
而且如果你要是把这个钱用作对主的服务之中的话，那么这个钱就是 Lakshmi Devi。
If money falls on the ground, you pick up and you put in your head, bring it to your front in respect.
那么这个钱如果是在地上，你把钱从地上捡起来的时候呢，你一定要先用头去顶拜它一下，然后呢，再把钱给这个握在你的前胸的这个位置，以此来展示你对这个钱的尊敬之心。
If money is not used in the service, if we don't use money in the service of the Lord, this is just money, and money is carries a great influence of Kali within.
但是如果要是这个钱它要是不用做对主的奉献服务的话，那么这个钱它也就仅仅是钱，但是这个钱呢，它里面呢就这个承载着卡利的非常大的这个影响。
And all the karma involves in getting that money from whoever gave you before is going to affect you.
而且呢，就是这个之前就是这样的这个钱给你了以后呢，那么就会很大的去影响到你。
If you see a poor person, you can help by give prasad or give something that the person needs.
那么如果要是一个穷人，那么你可以通过给他一些他所需要的东西，或者是给他一些这个 prasad， 这样去帮助他。
Only if you don't have those things, then you can give a little money.
但是如果你要是没有这个这些东西的话呢，你可以给他一点点钱。
This is only to not make your heart very hard, to not make you very heartless, that you don't have any consideration for a poor person.
但你给他这个钱的目的呢，实际上是为了要让你不变得这种心肠非常的这个坚硬，然后呢，一点都不想去帮助人的这种心态。
But if you can give something else besides that, is something that benefits the person.Better like prasadam is better than to give them money.
但是呢，如果你要是能够给他一些除钱之外的这个东西，比如说像 prasadam 的话，那这个其实对这个人的这个益处要比给钱要好。
Because if you give them the money, they may not going to use probably in activities that are not correct.
因为呢，当他们拿到这个钱以后呢，他可能会去用这个钱去做一些不好的活动。
And you become responsible.
而且呢，你呢就得为这事负责。
So you have to be very careful in this transaction. So if you are not, If you don't know that you are going to use this money, qualified to use this money in Krishna service, give to your spiritual master, gives to organization, the center or temple where they are for sure they're going to use in Krishna service.
所以说呢，就当我们在进行这个钱的这个转换的时候呢，我们要非常非常的小心。如果我们要是拿到了钱，不知道该怎么正确的去用它的话呢，我们就应该把这个钱给我们所在的这个组织，或者说呢，给我们的灵性导师，因为他们知道是怎么去好好的花这个钱，用在对主的服务之中。
Did you got the second part of the previous question?
嗯，第二，就刚才的第二个问题是吧？
对，
然仁帕布说是那个假象中人是和那个无神论者指的是接受布施的人。
等会儿，是接受布施的人，不是他这个问题是，如果前来布施的人无法知道他是否是假象中人士或无神论者，而接受了布施，后果如何？就这个您能再说一遍吗？这问题什么意思？
就是说一个人不把这个钱布施给就是不知道这个人是假象中人士或者是无神论者，但是就把这个钱布施给他了，
哦、
然后有什么？
哦，就是如果人家把这个钱要是布施给了假象中人士或者无神论者的话，那他怎么办是吧？
对，有什么后果？对。
Okay. Now I understand the question. So the question is that if a person unknowingly to give the money, to donate the money to a Mayavadi or atheism, so what the consequence result this person will get?
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly, yes.
You are giving to a Mayavadi. Why you should give? You should be sure of who are you giving any money.
实际上是这样的，就是当您在给钱之前就应该非常的清晰你到底把这钱给了谁。
If you're giving charity, you have to be conscious of who you are giving.
那如果您要是布施的话呢，您就要非常的有意识的知道您到底把这钱给了谁，您是在给谁钱。
Ignorance is not an excuse.
那么所以说无知它并不是一个理由。
So you have to be very careful. Don't just give your money like that.
所以说呢，您要非常的小心，不要就这么随便的把钱给出去了。
That money belongs to Krishna, should be only used in Krishna service. Give to somebody who's going to use in Krishna service.
因为这个钱呢，它是属于 Krishna 的，它只是要用作对 Krishna 的服务中，所以说你要非常的小心的要把这个钱只给那些能够用在 Krishna 的服务中的人。
The next question.
The next question, the last part of Rajendra Prabhu's previous question. He said that 布施自己的时间、精力和智慧是否也是一种布施 ？Donate the time and the energy and also the intelligent are also a kind of charity.
Yes. Yes.
是的。
We engage our time, we engage our energy.In the service of Krishna is a charity.
那么我们把我们的时间、把我们的精力全部都致力在了对主的服务之中，那么这个其实就是一种布施。
We engage our time and energy in causes that are connected with the service of Krishna.
在我们的这个时间跟精力的布施了以后呢，都使我们致力在了对主 Krishna 的服务之中。
Next question.
The next question from Radha Nanda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜阿叔，请问，按要求布施行为是否恰当？这和被要求感恩有区别吗？是 ，Please accept my very, very humble obeisances. 被要求，哦 ，Is that proper to be asked for charity? And also, is this has any differences with be asked to show the gratitude?
We ask for charity. If somebody asks us for our charity, we have to be very sure if the person is qualified and this person is really using that Lakshmi, that money for Krishna project.
所以呢，如果我们要是被要求着去向某人要去布施的话，那么我们就要非常的 小心的要去明白这个人他是不是具有这个收这个布施的资格，而且呢他会不会把这个钱用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。
And what about the other one, gratitude?
She's asking that, 这和被要求感恩有区别。To give the charity has any differences to be asked to show the gratitude?
No. You like somebody asks for charity for some particular project, I don't understand very well.
Okay. Let me try to understand her. Because sometimes we have been asked to show our gratitude to somebody.
Okay. Somebody has done something to you, and to show gratitude, you should give him charity.
OK, 那么就比如说呢，就是有些人呢可能对我们做了一些这个就是帮助了我们，然后呢我们呢要这个对他表示我们的这个感激之情，然后呢我们是通过给这个人布施而表示我们的感激。
Well, we, if we are helped by somebody, we may feel showing our gratitude and by either saying or by giving a charity to that person who has done something for us. But the person who has done something for us should not do it with the expectation of receiving charity.
那么实际上是这样的啊，就是当有人如果是帮助了我们的话，那么我们呢就觉得我们应该去谢谢人家。然后谢谢的这种方式呢，就是一个是通过言语的表达的谢谢，还有另外一个呢，就是可能我们要给人家一些布施来表达我们的感谢。但是呢，作为帮助我们那边的那个人呢，他不能够，就是他不应该有这样的这种期待，好像他需要被人家感谢，或者是需要被人家去布施。
If a person is doing something good, offering some service to others and is expecting a retribution, then he's doing a business.
如果一个人他要是在做服务，然后做完服务以后呢，他又期待着能够从别人那得到一些这个好处的话，那他其实就不是在做服务，他是在做生意。
And that's not service.
而那个呢就不是服务了。
And we are doing something with the expectation that people are going to show gratitude and give something that becomes business.
而且如果我们要是做了服务，然后呢我们还期待着别人能够通过给我们什么，然后呢给我们一些这个感谢的来表达的感谢之情的话，那这就不是服务，这就变成了生意。
Our service should be unmotivated.
那么我们的这个服务呢应该是没有任何的动机的。
We do it for the pleasure of the devotees. We do it for the pleasure of Krishna.
那么我们做这个服务呢，是为了要让这个奉献者开心，是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
Next question.
The next question is from Hariwansa Prabhu. 怎么在物质世界爱的关系中体会与神的爱的关系？因为这两种爱很接近，但差别有很大。How to experience the loving relationship with the Lord?In this material world, still the loving relationship with each other. Of course, these two types of loves are very similar, however, at the same time, also very different.
Can you say it again?
Well, his question is that how to experience a loving relationship with the Lord in the material world through the loving relationship with the others?
Okay. We can only have a correct loving relationship with others by having a loving relationship with Krishna.
那么我们只有通过和主 Krishna 之间的这种爱的关系，才有可能和别人之间有这种爱的关系。
So as we develop an affection for Krishna, an attachment to serve Krishna, then naturally our loving relationship with others also changes in the sense that we connect them with our loving relationship with Krishna, because we are all parts and parcels of Krishna.
那么，所以呢，当我们这个培养起对 Krishna 的这种依附之情，以及想要为他做服务的这种爱心的时候，那么我们其实也就自然的培养出了对这个身边的这些人的这种爱的这种关系和情感。因为呢，我们知道了，就是这个所有的人都是这个 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。然后呢，所有人大家都是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的。
So we may have a loving relationship, a material loving relationship with somebody, a family member or something, and if you really are developing love for Krishna, then we are going to desire to give something connected with Krishna to these people we have a material loving relationship, giving them prasad, giving that holy name, or talk about Krishna, something, engage them.In devotional service.
所以呢，如果是在这个物质生活中，我们要是跟我们的家人或者跟身边的人有这种爱的这种物质的这种爱的关系的话，那么然后我们呢，因为和这个 Krishna 之间有这种爱的这种关系，那么我们也就非常自然的希望能够把对 Krishna 的这种神爱的这种情感也能够分享给我们在物质生活中所爱的这个人，比如说把这个 Krishna 的话题啊，或者是把 Krishna 的 prasada 呢，或者是任何一种形式分享给他。
If you don't do that, if you don't try to engage them, even if they are not so much interested, but not try to engage them in some activity of devotion, even unknowingly on their part, if you don't do anything, then we are not really showing real love for them.
Oh, if we are don't really doing anything, we're not really.
If we don't do anything for for those people we have a loving, material loving relationship, then we don't have really love for them.
Okay.
Because material loving relationship is nothing. It's something that comes and goes.
Right. 那么就是因为这个物质的这种爱呀，它其实并不是一个永恒的，它是时来时去的一种关系。就如果我们要是没有真正的把我们对于 Krishna 的这种感情，或者是任何一种跟 Krishna 相关的这种事情，去分享给我们在物质生活中所爱的这些人的话，其实那就不能够表明我们是爱他们的。
If you really have love for them, then you are going to try to bring them closer to Krishna, even if they are not so interested.
所以说呢，就即便如果你要是真的特别的爱他们的话呢，你就会想尽办法让他们这个接近 Krishna， 即便他们对于这个 Krishna 的话题完全没有任何兴趣。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from one of the Mataji's from YY. 请问阿叔，为什么很多奉献者身体也有疾病？疾病是怎么来的？阿叔 ，Why many of the devotees they are suffering from the physical diseases, and also what to cause the physical diseases?
Or many causes.
那么这个疾病呢是有很多原因造成的。
Can be the weather, can be the food you take.
那么可以是天气，也可以是你吃的食物。
The wrong activities you do with the body.
你可能对这个身体从事了一些错误的活动。
A material body is made of material energy that is very, you know, follow very strict rules.
那么这个身体呢，这个物质的身体它是由物质的元素构成的，那它其实实际上是要遵循很多非常严格的一些规则的。
So if you are not careful with the conditions to take care of our bodies, then we can get sick.
所以说呢，如果你要是对于这个所处的这个情况要是不小心，然后呢，没有很好的去照顾这个身体的话，那这个身体就会生病。
Srila Prabhupada names three main reasons for disease.
那么Srila Prabhupada呢，他就提到了三个导致我们生病的原因。
One is anxiety, too much anxiety.
那么其中的一个呢，是有太多的焦虑。
And then is a lack of cleanliness.
还有呢，就是不干净。
These are the two main reasons.
那还有呢，就是很多原因。
These are the two main reasons.
这是这两个的主要原因。
And some reason you can see the food we take.
还有另外的这个原因呢，就是我从我们所吃的这个食物中导致我们生病。
You eat the wrong food and the body gets diseased.
那么当你吃这个食物吃的不对的话呢，这个身体也会生病。
So to take care of our health, as much as we can is also service to the Lord.
那么所以呢，我们要是尽可能的去照顾我们的身体，其实也是对主的服务。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from Lila Smarana Mataji. 顶白阿叔，可以详细的讲述一下非人格和 Brahman 和完整的 Brahman 的区别吗？There were a couple of questions. The first question is that Ashu, could you specifically to explain the impersonal Brahman, the differences between the impersonal Brahman and the complete Brahman?
Well, impersonal Brahman is Mayavadis. The Mayavadis, they are impersonalists, but they will never attain Brahman because they envy Krishna.
那么这个非人格的 Brahman 呢，它实际上指的是这个 Mayavadi 假象中的 Brahman。那么他们呢，实际上是完全永远都不可能达到完美的，因为他们对 Krishna 是嫉妒。
They think Krishna when he comes in the material world takes a material form.
因为他们觉得当 Krishna 来到物质世界的时候呢，他们是处在了这个物质的身形之中。
So they are offensive to Krishna.
那么所以说呢，他们对 Krishna 是做了冒犯。
And they will never attain Brahman.
所以这样的话呢，他们永远都真不会达到 Brahman 的境界。
These are Mayavadis.
那么所以这些人呢是假象宗。
The other ones are Brahmavadis.
那么另外一个呢是 Brahmavadi。
The Brahmavadis, yes, they understand Brahman is there and they know the Supreme Personality is there, but they have more knowledge of Brahman and they are attracted to Brahman, but they are not offensive to the Supreme Lord.
嗯、那么这个 Brahmavadi 呢，他们其实是知道这个这个至尊人格守神在那，但他们还没有觉悟到那个地方，但是他们对于这个至尊人格守神是没有这个冒犯的，然后他们最终呢实际上是会达到那个境界的。
The second question
is that 瑜伽师所追求的融入非人格 Brahman 的解脱是只是感觉到自己的存在，无法觉察到其他的，而且也不会处在梵光很久，是这样理解吗？ For those yogis who are pursuing the impersonal Brahman, impersonal Brahman's liberation, is that the only pursuing the feeling of their self-existence? However, they were not able to perceive the other's existence, and also.They won't stay in the Brahma Jyoti for a long time. Is that the understanding?
Yes, correct.
是的，就是这个理解。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢您提出的问题。
Thank everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Danakel and Sati Mataji for allowing us to have this association.
那么特别的感谢萨蒂玛姐和丹娜凯莉能够允许我们有这个联谊的平台。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Thank you, 阿叔。外昆特之音服务员员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的这个早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常的感谢。Krishna Baladev Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心的回答，也非常感谢 Sati Mataji 给我们安排了这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna